Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. or Sunday school at 10:45. Our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Here I stand beside this chilly waters waiting for my final call. Standing by the river, looking beyond, gazing toward the land of fadeless beauty where no surges rise and fall. Standing by the river,
listening to the music
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Music from the land of glory fall upon my listening ear.
Standing by the river,
looking me on. Faces of my friends I often vision, forms of loved ones oft appear.
Standing by the river,
looking me on.
Listening to the music
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Shadows of the night are swiftly falling. Lo, I hear the boatman's oar.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond. Many are the voices sweetly calling. I must tarry here no more.
Standing by the river.
Listening to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone
is o'er,
where prettiest beds, our flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall ever behold. For the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. I want to meet you by that beautiful river on that eternal morning in the sky, where we will live in peace through the endless ages, where we will never say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall e'er behold. For the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing morning by the river of life.
In Psalms 27 this morning, we'll begin reading this morning in verse number 1. The Bible said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies, and my foes come upon to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host encamp around against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." And then the Bible said down in verse number 11, "Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not to the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses rise up against me, and such that breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you this morning, we thank you, Father, for the day that you've given, God, your blessings upon our life, Lord, for strength and health this morning, God, and for the privilege to open your word this morning, God, to read from its passages, God, to draw, Lord, this morning, wet water from the well of salvation. God, and I thank you, Lord, for the privilege to go to your house this morning, God, to sit around your table this morning, God, and to fellowship, Lord, with the saints of God this morning, with the presence of the Holy Spirit of God this morning, God. I pray you just bless in a mighty way wherever your people are gathered together this morning. God, bring some precious soul out of the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. Throw out the lifeline to that one that feels like they're about to go under this morning, God. Encourage your people, God, in these days, Lord. Anoint your men as they stand this morning and proclaim the truths of thy word. I pray you to go forth and accomplish where you send it today. God, thank you, Lord, all that you've done for us this week. How we're looking and longing, Lord, for you to come again to take us out of this world and to take us home. homed with you. Thank you, Lord, once again for salvation and for the blessed assurance, God, that life is beyond this life this morning. And for all of this, we'll thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we ask it, amen and amen this morning. The Bible said here in verse number 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning a prescription for fainting. Amen. A prescription for fainting this morning. We know that the doctors nowadays have a prescription or a pill or a procedure for just about anything that ails you this morning. Whether it works or not, they'll try it out on you. Dear friend, I'll tell you so many times, we forget the great physician this morning also has the antidote and the cure for all the needs of our life as well. And brother, without all the side effects, dear friend, without the pride, and the appointment this morning, dear friend, he doesn't even ask for an insurance card or a copay. Dear friend, here the Bible gives us both a preventative and a subsequential medicine to keep us from fainting in the service of the Lord. Dear friend, you know what fainting is this morning? It means to give out. It means to lose strength. Dear friend, it means to struggle. Dear friend, just to maintain. Dear friend, this morning. Now, I know, dear friend, it gets rough along the way. Dear friend, I know this morning that it gets weary in the battle, dear friend, that we're having today. But the Bible said to be not entangled in the affairs of this life. Amen. Because many, brother, have fallen in sin. Many have compromised. Many, brother, have fainted in the battle this morning. Dear friend, fainting this morning will cause you to be vulnerable. The Bible said in Deuteronomy 25, dear friend, that God said, you remember Amalek, dear friend, when you fainted. Dear friend, how that he came up behind you. Dear friend, I'm telling you that it's easy. Dear friend, when we begin to faint, to become susceptible and vulnerable, dear friend, to the things this world. Dear friend, you remember old Esau, how the Bible said became him from the field and he was faint. Dear friend, because he sold his birthright. Dear friend, to his brother Jacob this morning. Dear friend, I'll tell you, it'll cause you this morning, dear friend, for sin. Dear friend, to arise in your heart. Lamentations chapter 5, how the Bible said because we're faint. Dear friend, because of our sin. Dear friend, this morning our eyes are also dim. Amen. Jesus never sent the multitude away, dear friend, because they were faint. Amen. Dear friend, he wanted them to leave strengthened, dear friend, and encouraged this morning. I'm glad the Lord never faints, nor gets weary this morning. In fact, the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 12 that we're not to faint even when we're chastened of the Lord this morning. In Deuteronomy chapter 20, the Bible said when the enemy approaches, dear friend, don't be faint hearted. Amen. Dear friend, I'm glad that God is with us through it all this morning. Jesus said in Luke 18, I would that men always would pray and not faint this morning. Amen. And so, dear friend, this morning, Galatians chapter 6, I said we'll reap in due season if we faint not this morning. Dear friend, so there's some reasons this morning why, brother, that you and I ought not to faint. David said, I almost fainted if I had not believed I am the goodness of the Lord this morning. Amen. I'll tell you, it'll strengthen us. It'll help us this morning. Dear friend, to keep the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ today. David said here, there's some things that he's not concerned with. Dear friend, that might affect others.
others. In verses 1 through verses 3, David said, I've got no fear. Amen. And if any said, I'm not going to fear and I'm not going to be afraid, even when my enemies I begin to gather around me, and though even a host encamp against me, he said, I'm not going to be afraid. And if and because we're on the Lord's side this morning, I'm not going to worry about those that are against me. Amen. The Lord is with me and he'll keep me and deliver me. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be anxious. I dear friend, this morning of that which comes against me. The Lord is my defense. He's my shield. He's got a hedge about me. His hand is upon me. He's got everything under control. Amen. Everywhere that Jesus went, I dear friend, how he conveyed, I dear friend, to be of good cheer and to fear not in peace. I dear friend, that he left with us this morning. Peace is the opposite of fear. I dear friend, he's not giving us a spirit of fear. I dear friend, this morning, but of sound mind. I dear friend, and peace this morning. Peace that passes understanding. I dear friend, peace like a river. Amen. I dear friend, I'm telling you today, we don't have to fear in this world. I dear friend, Paul said, I'm not going to fear what man shall do unto me, for the Lord is my helper. Amen. Brother, I'm glad that our heart don't have to fear for the things that are headed our way, because we know that just on the other side of those things, there's a land that's fairer than day. Amen. We know there's a life, our dear friend, that never ends this morning. And so we don't have to have fear in our life this morning. The Bible said fear has torment. And brother, the devil will use fear, our dear friend, to wage on your nerves, your mind, our dear friend, to weaken you and weary you so that you might faint in the way. Our dear friend, so David said, I'm not going to be afraid. No matter what comes against me, no matter what befalls me, no matter what the doctor tells me, no matter what the lawyers I subpoena me with, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm just going to put it in the hands of the Lord and say, I'm his servant. Dear friend, I'm going to trust him with all of my heart. Amen. David said in verse 4, I'm going to be faithful. Amen. This one thing that I desire and that I'll seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. Amen. To seek after him, to abide with him. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, that's a lot of our problem today. Dear friend, we're not seeking the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, we're not calling upon him. We're not putting our faith, casting our cares, drawing strength from him this morning. Dear friend, we're trying to seek things on the outside, money or possessions or satisfaction. Dear friend, but I come to the house of God to maintain a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, and to draw from him what I need for my daily walk. Amen. I want to know more about him. Dear friend, I want to have more of him in my life. When's the last time you wanted more from the service? I am the house of God. Amen. It's hard to get help from the Lord, dear friend, when you're not faithful unto him this morning. Amen. It's amazing this morning, dear friend, folks will go to ball games and they'll drive for miles and miles, dear friend, sit on cold bleachers, dear friend, battle the elements, dear friend, the rain and the wind, amen, pay a price to get in, but you can't get them to drive a half a mile down the road, dear friend, walk into a heated church or an air-conditioned church, sit on a padded pew, dear friend, in the house of God. Oh no, we just don't have the desire to do that anymore. Amen. And that's why we're fainting in the way. That's why we're weak, dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, that's why we're faltering. In verses number 5, David said, I'm not going to fall because he put me on a rock. Amen. A solid rock. Dear friend, I realize how we're all capable and we're all vulnerable this morning. But the Bible said if we'll live soberly and righteously in this present world, amen, and we are aware and not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Amen. I know there's temptations. I know there are allurements. Dear friend, and I know we got to make our choices very carefully. Brother, but I'll tell you, dear friend, this morning you got to have confidence in God. Amen. Brother, if you're living right, striving to please Him and to serve Him this morning, dear friend, you've got to have confidence in His strength this morning. Dear friend, that your feet will not falter. Amen. Dear friend, I'm His and He's mine. Brother, I didn't say I'm not going to make mistakes. I'm not going to say this morning, brother, that I'm above reproach. Dear friend, but I'm telling you today, dear friend, we've got every day. I strive this morning. I flee temptation. Dear friend, resist it this morning with all of our heart. Dear friend, and depend on God to keep us in the hour of temptation. Amen. Verse 13, dear friend, this morning, the Bible said that I would have fainted unless I'd believed this morning. It's a problem in our churches nowadays. Many are worn out. Many give up, overburdened or beat down this morning. Amen. Dear friend, we don't do as He said we ought to do. Dear friend, we don't come to the throne of grace. Dear friend, to obtain mercy and find grace to help. We don't cast our burdens upon Him. We don't die daily. We don't crucify the old man and bring our bodies under subjection. Amen. And so we struggle. Dear friend, this morning, bearing the load today. Dear friend, oh, don't faint beneath it. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, we're trying to carry burdens from yesterday, today, and even burden for tomorrow. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, there's an easier way. There's a lighter load, brother. Dear friend, you don't have to faint in the way. There are three things that David gives here for us not to faint in the way this morning. Amen. First of all, let me talk about faith. Amen. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said, dear friend, I'd have fainted unless I had believed. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the only thing that keeps you from quitting, dear friend, that keeps me from giving in, dear friend, that keeps us from walking away, is our faith in God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, today I'll tell you, we've got to trust God completely and absolutely this morning. I know things are tough. I know things look grim. Dear friend, but I'm just going to trust Him. I'm going to believe His word this morning. Amen. Notice His perception. David said, I'd have fainted unless I'd believed how to see the goodness of the Lord. He said, I'm going to see it by faith's eye. Dear friend, I'm going to look beyond, dear friend, what I can see with the natural eyes. Dear friend, what this natural man knows this morning. Dear friend, I'm going to believe and trust, dear friend, in what's beyond that. Without faith, it is impossible to please God this morning. Amen. If we had the faith of the grain of mustard seed, brother, we could speak to the mountain. Amen. Dear friend, it takes faith this morning. Jesus simply said, have faith in God. How many times did He rebuke the disciples, dear friend, for having little faith or no faith, dear friend, this morning? Dear friend, I'm telling you, the first step in not fainting in the prescription, brother, is to prevent it. And dear friend, that is to have faith in God every day. Dear friend, not only faith in God's perception, but also in God's power. He said, I'm going to see God's goodness. Amen. I know there's some of you money grubbers out there this morning that think, oh, I'm just going to be miserable the rest of my life. And God doesn't want me to be happy. Well, bless your little poor whole soul this morning. Dear friend, the Bible said in Romans 8:28, dear friend, this morning, and all things are working together for the good of them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. Dear friend, the Bible said every good and perfect gift comes down from God above, that He's not withheld any good thing from you this morning. Amen. Dear friend, you've just got to have faith this morning. Dear friend, God's a working for your good. Amen. God ain't never done anything to you. He's always done things for you this morning. He's on your side. Dear friend, this morning, if you'd only get on His side, brother, you'd see the goodness of God in your life. Amen. Then the presence of God this morning. He said, in the land of the living, amen, in the here and now. I know there's some blessings up ahead, brother. I can't even fathom, dear friend, what heaven's going to be like. But I'm glad there's some blessings here. I'm glad we've got some heaven to go to heaven in. Amen. Dear friend, I'm glad he adds to us every day. We've got life more abundantly. Our cup runs over. Dear friend, God has certainly blessed us here in the land of the living. Amen. And then also notice the forbearance. Amen. Dear friend, David said, wait on the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you a good thing that'll keep us from fainting is to have some patience. Amen. Dear friend, to wait on the Lord. Dear friend, we've got to realize at the time this morning that God's got it all under control and things are going to work in his time frame and not in ours. Amen. We get discouraged because God don't answer our prayer. Dear friend, the moment we pray it, dear friend, God knows exactly what we need and when we need it. Amen. Dear friend, we try to resist. Dear friend, time this morning, we try to get ahead of it and push for what God, dear friend, wants us to wait on. And you'll find out, like Abraham did, brother, you'll get in trouble. Dear friend, it'll cause you misery all the days of your life. Dear friend, this morning, to get ahead of God and remember the truth. Dear friend, if it's God's will, brother, you'll have it. Amen. Dear friend, don't get in a hurry this morning. Dear friend, don't do things in haste. Amen. Pray about it. You say, well, preacher, if I don't do it today, it'll get gone. If it's God's will for you to have it, brother, it'll be here tomorrow. Amen. Dear friend, you've got to have some forbearance and patience, dear friend, that'll keep you from fainting in the way this morning. And then finally, there's fortitude. Amen. David said in the last verse, he'll strengthen you and strengthen thine heart. Be of good courage. Amen. Amen. The Bible said of Ephesus, they labored and had not fainted. Dear friend, because they had some endurance. Amen. You've got to have some fortitude. Dear friend, to keep pressing on. Dear friend, to keep going. Dear friend, to keep your head up and keep putting one foot in front of the other. I know there's hardness out there. There's some tough pills to swallow. Amen. There's things that don't go our way. There's disappointment and discouraging times. Brother, you've got to trot on. Amen. Dear friend, press on, press on. Says the song this morning. Dear friend, there's hardships. But God shall supply our need. Things may come down to the wire. Things may look bad. Dear friend, but lift up your eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh your strength. Dear friend, I know there's heartaches. I know there's burdens to bear. There's wounds. Dear friend, this morning, but I'm glad he's the balm of Gilead and the great physician. Dear friend, that healeth all of our diseases. Amen. Brother, there's a prescription for fainting. Have faith. Have some forbearance. Have some fortitude. And keep pressing on. The Lord is soon coming. Don't fall by the wayside. Dear friend, but just look for him every day. Amen. There's lamp for our feet every day. His provisions for our life every day. Dear friend, may the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.